WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. Sunday night, NBC presents L.A. Law, the movie, one of many special TV offerings this month tied to the television of the past. TV critic David Bianculli has a review and some complaints.
It isn't that L.A. Law, the movie, is all that bad. What's disappointing is how average it is. And, in a larger context, how this entire TV nostalgia craze has gotten ridiculously out of hand. Now, I love old TV as much as the next guy. In fact, unless the next guy is a curator at the Museum of Television and Radio or teaches TV history at Syracuse University, I love TV a lot more than the next guy. But even I am bored to tears these days by the reunion specials that are popping up almost nightly. A MASH reunion, which happens next Friday on Fox, is one thing. But why watch a reunion of the cast members from Laverne and Shirley when I didn't like the show the first time around? When you sink as low as to have a reunion special based on That's Incredible, and I'm not making that up, things have gotten incredibly out of hand. We have Carol Burnett to thank and greedy TV executives to blame. We have Carol Burnett to thank because her primetime special last November, in which she and most of her former co-stars told old stories and showed old clips, ended up being the year's most popular entertainment special, except for the Oscars. No one in TV saw that coming. This was at least the third Carol Burnett clip show presented by CBS over the years, and none of the others had drawn nearly as many viewers. But all of a sudden, vintage TV was in, and every network ordered up specials for the May sweeps. That's the period we're in now, when the networks do everything they can to grab viewers, because advertising rates for the fall are based on the audience levels attracted now. Yet if the networks were serious about TV history, they'd know that what they're doing is killing their own golden age goose. Whenever one network strikes gold in an unexpected vein, ABC with Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, CBS with Survivor, and now this nostalgia craze, all the other networks flood the airwaves with imitations. That's why we've had to suffer through game shows and reality shows by the scores, and why ABC scheduled so many weekly editions of Millionaire that no one wanted to watch anymore. TV history tells us this happened with the Westerns, when Gunsmoke led to literally dozens of imitators on the air at the same time, and to the quiz show, until the scandals killed that genre for decades, and to the variety show, until the Captain and Tennille and the Starland vocal band did pretty much the same thing. This month, most of the reunion specials have been content to show old clips, grab a few new guests, and attract surviving cast members to let us see how they have or haven't aged. A few of these nostalgia shows actually put the old actors back into their old roles. Part of Tuesday's Laverne and Shirley reunion did that, and it was not a pretty sight. All of Sunday's L.A. Law movie does it, and it's not that great either. Once you get past seeing everyone again, a telemovie reunion rises or falls on the strength of its story. L.A. Law falls, because even without all the exposition covering the lives of these characters over the past decade, what we end up with is a subpar episode of The Practice. Here's Corbin Burnson as divorce attorney Arnie Becker going through his own divorce and being opposed by a surprisingly familiar lawyer representing his soon-to-be ex-wife.
Hello, Arnie.
Abby?
Long time no see.
You're Laura's attorney.
Is there a problem?
Yes, there is a problem. She used to work here.
Well, that is a problem. To the extent that you have confidential information about this firm gained during your employment here, I'm quite sure your partnership agreement precludes you from making use of it.
You're Douglas's kid.
Right.
My, how time flies. First of all, I was never a partner here, so there is no partnership agreement. Second of all, I left the firm 10 years before Arnie and Laura met, so any information that I may have would be woefully out of date. Shall we proceed?
No, we shall not. What firm are you with?
Law Offices of Abigail Perkins.
You're a sole practitioner.
I have 8 associates working for me. Hi.
Hello.
This is the deposition of defendant husband Arnold Becker to be conducted by plaintiff attorney Abigail Perkins.
You can stop typing, because defendant husband Arnold Becker will be marching into court to obtain a protective order barring said plaintiff attorney Abigail Perkins from coming anywhere near this case.
Unlikely you're going to get that, Arnie.
Nice to see you, Abby.
Sorry. But to me, that scene feels written and staged and not at all convincing. Most of the movie is like that. I remember the good old days when L.A. Law was fresh, and I prefer to hold on to those memories. I've gotten much more enjoyment this month out of the good news shows, watching Alias and 24, and programs like that. And they've both been successful enough that next year, we're likely to see a lot more shows like them.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News. This is Fresh Air.